It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On May 12th, USDA is going to be releasing their first look at the 2026 supply and demand numbers. We're also going to get an update for the old crop supply and demand numbers. When we return from a break, we'll take a look at the average estimates for this report.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
USDA is preparing to release their main crop production report. Of course, this will give us an update of old crop, but it'll also be our first look at new crop numbers. As far as the report is concerned, USDA is expected to see a small decrease in wheat stocks, mainly due to an increase in exports, small increase in corn stocks, and a small decrease in soybean stocks. It'll be interesting to see USDA's changes on those. For new crop, wheat stocks are expected to come in at 833 million bushels. That's down almost 100 million from this year, mainly due to a production cut. Corn stocks are expected to increase to 1.9 billion bushels from the Ag Outlook Forum's of 1.8, but it's going to be down significantly from the previous year's 2.1. Over in soybean stocks are expected to come in at 364 million bushels, which is higher than the Ag Outlook Forum's 355 and higher than the previous year's 350 million bushels. Overall production for corn is estimated to come in at 15.9 billion bushels. That's a little bit higher than the 15.8 that we were expecting in the Ag Outlook Forum. And for soybeans, production is expected to come in at 4.4 billion bushels, pretty much in line with the Ag Outlook Forum's. All wheat production expected to come in at 1.7 billion. That's down from last year's 1.9. All winter wheat is expected to come in at 1.199. That's down from last year's 1.4, mainly due to the drought. And hard red spring wheat in Durham or other spring wheat in Durham is expected to come in at 536 million, down from last year's 583. In all, these numbers will be somewhat supportive to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.